Jones and Keefe coming up in about a half an hour on a Patriots Friday. New England Patriots are in London, England, and addressing the media. And at some point, we'll get to Drake May and what he said moments ago, which arguably is the answer of the century, maybe, Shine, would you say?
Yes, excellent. There's a reason why he is my king.
A well-thought-out answer to a difficult question from QB1. So we'll get to that coming up, and we are going to talk to Nick Kostos momentarily on how you should wager this weekend. This is Justin from Providence, Rhode Island, where we were a couple weeks ago in Newport. Hey, Justin, what's up?
That's not Providence. What's up, fellas?
What's going on?
I just want to, Chris Curtis hitting that lead today on the head.
Yeah.
I want to ask a few things. That 2001 Super Bowl, does anybody remember the team coming out as one? I'll never forget that moment. I almost feel like it was a Muhammad Ali trick. Like, that game was over the second that team walked out as a unit.
Yeah.
I'll never forget my father beating his chest like King Kong. And then Wiggy, what was discussed before that game doing that? Did you guys, were you surprised doing that? How did that feel doing it? Because no team's ever done that before that moment. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I want to ask your opinion on that. Go ahead.
No, the defense was supposed to get called out. And Lawyer Malloy goes, no, we're not going out as a defense.
That was all Lawyer.
Yeah, we're going out as a team.
And sadly, he was traded.
Yeah, and that's kind of how it all popped off.
I mean, that to me, I'm with Justin 1,000%. That moment, I remember where I was, what I was doing, who I was with, when Pat Summerall, because that, you have to remember, that was the era the year before Mr. White's suit had the 15-minute gyration with the Ravens and Ray Lewis being introduced. And in that spot, they changed it all. Pat Summerall goes, choosing to be introduced as a team, the New England Patriots. It was awesome.
Yeah, and your lead, Curtis, was,
oh, was awesome.
A response to the Dan Shaughnessy column in the Globe, which suggests that the 04 Red Sox World Series win was the greatest moment. Greatest story in New England sports history.
Here's the reason. The Red Sox were a better team than the Yankees.
You said 2001 Patriots was better.
Just 2001, because of what it represented. It was the first championship of my lifetime. It doesn't count when I'm two. After the awful 90s, you get into 2000. The Patriots were an afterthought. That season was so shocking. And the storybook of the snowball, the Tuck Rule, closing out the old Foxborough Stadium, going to Pittsburgh, Bledsoe coming back in, getting you through that game. 1 week in between, after 9/11, introduces a team, greatest show on turf. You come back, Tom Brady says, go out there, or Drew tells Tom, go out there and sling it. They hit Jermaine Wiggins right before Vinatieri. It's the 48-yard field goal. You can't
beat
it.
But Sox had to do something that had never been done before. Coming back from three down. I mean, that makes... Mm-hmm.
But they were good my whole lifetime. Like, they were never awful.
The year before that, they lost in game 7 of the ALCS. So they were a good baseball team. We came out of nowhere.
You're not allowed to defend yourself in the discussion.
I thought I could maybe just jump in a little bit and give a quick nugget.
This is like, you're not allowed to, when you run for class president, you're not supposed to vote for yourself. You know, I don't think you're allowed.
It's like the Bruins when they have the greatest, you know, regular season era and don't win. And then the next year they win it, like the expectations were. You should still win it. The Red Sox.
So the expectations were that the Sox would be there again.
Yeah,
they were in Game 7. If Grady Little's not a boob, they win that game the year before. Then they add Curt Schilling. They add Keith Folk. I mean, that roster was loaded.
Okay. Well, if you miss Curtis's lead, you can go back and listen to it along with all the other leads on the Odyssey app. Go back and listen to anything that you missed. Curtis's lead happened around 6:30 this morning, so. Just go back and listen to anything. If you miss anything on this show at any time, you can always go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app.
That was a proper lead, Curtis.
Yes, well done.
Oh, and there's a Bills fan saying Yawn Fest in the Twitch. I would just like to ask Big Cat Mafia, what's your favorite Super Bowl loss?
Yeah, Bills fans don't like the discussion about the.
I mean, it's tough when Tom was 33-2 against
the years of glory.
Oh, you had four of them to choose from in a row. Pick one.
With us now, the host of You Better You Bet, an Odyssey sports betting insider. His name is Nick Kostos, and he is presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app. Good morning, Nick.
My favorite Bills Super Bowl loss is Super Bowl 25 against the Giants, 20-19, wide right. That's my favorite. Great to be on with you guys.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing awesome, except for the fact that my baseball team got its junk kicked in last night by the Cleveland Guardians. But otherwise, and I got to listen to Curtis say that the 2001 Patriots are a better sports story in Boston than the two. I'm not a Bostonian, but it seemed to me that the 2004 Red Sox coming back from 3-0 down to beat my Yankees is probably a little better. But what the hell do I know?
Well, not much about college football. We knew that last weekend.
Hey, good. You nailed it, buddy, with Oregon. Who do you like this weekend?
I like none of the games. I have no idea who's playing.
No, but you have my number. Like, I'm being serious. Like, you text me the game you like, and I will ride it with you tomorrow.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
Georgia.
By the way, Georgia, yeah.
Georgia taking on number one Texas.
I do like Georgia a little, yeah.
Did I see yesterday they immediately went and changed that rule so that nobody can do what they did to
win? Well, it's like Lanning couldn't help himself. Like, he had to, like, everyone knew that he did the 12-men thing on purpose on Saturday, and he just had to have that smirk on his face and be like, yeah, we did it on purpose. Like when the Patriots, and I would do it too, when they cheated against the Ravens in that playoff game with Edelman and the forward pass.
No, but they did. That wasn't cheating.
Okay, in the same way that Lanny did, whatever. Yeah. Like, I would do it, too. I love that he did it. He did the right thing. It was like he got up there and, like, smirked in front of everyone. Like, yeah, like, we gotcha. So, yeah, I thought Lanny made a huge mistake doing that.
All right, well, speaking of our Patriots, they are in London as we speak. What do you look at when it comes to this game Sunday?
I thought Drake May looked really good last week against the Texans, especially in the second half once he starts to get more comfortable. I mean, obviously the offense is night and day with him versus Jacoby Brissett. So if I had to bet the game, I would actually bet the Patriots just to win. It's kind of similar advice to what I gave last week, which was if you like New England, bet them to win. If you like the Texans, bet them to win by 17+. That ended up happening in the latter with Houston winning by 20. The Jaguars quit last week in their London game against the Bears. How do we know? Because they told you. Safety Andre Sisco did two things. Number one, wrote the thong song. Number two, told the media after the game, like, yeah, like, they quit. And now they're playing the Patriots this weekend, and the Patriots have not yet quit this season. Remains to be seen if they will. So I would lean into uncertainty if you want to bet the side of the game. Bet the Patriots just win the game on the money line, plus 185 at BetMGM. But my preferred play in this game would be the total. Now, right now, there's what a shocker. London in October. There's rain in the forecast. If we get to Sunday and, like, everyone's watching pregame show or whatever, and the weather is cleared, I think this is a great bet on the over in this game with these two offenses, with Drake May and Trevor Lawrence. So over is my bet, assuming it's not like pouring rain on Sunday in London. And just prop-wise here, I've been really disappointed, as I'm sure Patriots fans are, in Jalen Polk, right? I thought May and Polk would have like a nice connection going on. Gerard Mayo kind of throwing Polk under the bus after the game last week. Immaturity, like no attention to detail.
Deservedly so.
Agreed.
I mean, he has trouble catching the football.
Agreed, and couldn't get his feet down against the Dolphins. That was not meant to be a shot at Mayo. You're 100% right about that. So we've seen Pop Douglas kind of emerge as May's go-to guy early on in May's starting tenure, right? 9 or more targets in 3 of the Patriots' last 4 games. He plays in the slot, obviously. The Jaguars get killed in the slot. Douglas's receiving yards prop, guys, is 46.5. I think he clears 50 on Sunday.
Nick, I got the lock of the week for you right here, buddy. You want it?
I don't want it.
Well, I'm going to give it to you anyways.
I need it.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Green Bay Packers. Take the Packers over the Texans.
Wiggy, can I ask you a question?
Sure can.
Which quarterback in this game do you think is better, Jordan Love or C.J. Stroud?
Mm. I would say C.J. Stroud, but Houston's used to playing indoors. They got to travel to Green Bay, play outside, different elements. But I would say that, you know, obviously I think that C.J. Stroud is the better quarterback. But I just think the environment is going to be a little bit more difficult for the Texans outdoors than they're generally used to.
Well, here's what I say. What the hell do you know? Played in the NFL Super Bowl champion versus me sitting in my basement right now. I'll take Jordan Love heads up against C.J. Stroud. I like the Packers in the game also, Wiggy, so I'm on the same side as you here. If people agree with us, just make sure you lay 2.5 with Green Bay, not 3. Mm-hmm. And if you like Houston, bet +3 with the Texans, not +2.5. Could make the difference between winning and losing your bet on Sunday.
Nick, we were talking about Pittsburgh earlier and their switch at quarterback with Aaron Rodgers coming off a tough loss. Would you bet on this one at all, or are you staying away from it?
Oh, will I? Oh, I already have. This is like the football equivalent of Brokeback Mountain. I can't quit the Jets. I gotta tell you, like, I bet the Jets against the Bills on Monday. Just 3 hours of absolute agony the way that game played out on Monday night. And then I'm going to do it again because, like, they're better than Pittsburgh. They're definitely better. Russell Wilson is starting. He's so washed. He's brutal. And now the Jets have Devontae Adams also. Now, the Jets are the Jets. And the Steelers are the Steelers, so the Steelers will probably win the turnover margin 2-0 and probably win the game somehow by 3 points. But I'm just like, the Jets are better. So this is like one last ride for me and the Jets. Me, you know, the late Heath Ledger, Jake Gyllenhaal, give me the Jets laying the 2 on the road at the Steelers on Sunday night.
All right, Nick, one of the best games of the weekend, without a doubt, is going to be Lions-Vikings. The Lions seem like the absolute public pick right now. They've kind of got their wagon rolling a little bit here.
It was Eminem's birthday this week.
There you go. It was Eminem's birthday this week. I like the Vikings just as a pure anti-public play. I'm curious where you stand on this game.
I don't like Eminem, like celebrity Lions fan. I just I don't care.
He's
Should
been
I
there
or
since
no?
the beginning. I mean,
I guess.
He went across 8 Mile.
That's true.
Right. Yeah, I think Kid Rock has been there since the beginning.
Free World, 313.
Yeah. I think they probably both alienated themselves in different ways.
That's true.
So, yeah, public likes the Lions.
So, you know, every year you don't celebrate your Stanniversary?
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
That's for the, I believe.
Like, should I know what that is?
It'll be the first time you ever heard Eminem.
What it's called? Yeah, it's a great song.
The song, yeah, Stan, yeah.
It's not just a song.
Yeah, but I think.
What do they call that? His pseudo. His
pseudonym?
His alter ego?
His stage name?
Greg, are you all right, Greg? Yeah. We're trying to reach for that word for a while there, buddy.
Yeah, he's old.
I mean, I injured my Achilles badly running yesterday. Yeah. So
I think his alter ego is Slim Shady.
Slim Shady is his alter ego.
You need a very high-powered camera to capture a run from Greg. But I'm just not betting-wise. I'm curious.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This Costas, you're a big Giants guy. What are the odds that Bill Belichick is there next year? Is that what the fans want? Are people still okay with Daboll? How do they feel about Bill? What's the fan giant perspective today?
I'm going to try and not give you a too big of a fan answer here, because it's a really it's a complex question. I do think Daboll's a good coach, but I think this is consequences need to have, actions need to have consequences, right? There have to be repercussions for actions. Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, the Giants coach and GM, chose to extend Daniel Jones after the first year when they made the playoffs, and as a result, the Giants are in the wilderness this year and actually have a good team. Did you watch Sunday Night Football against the Bengals?
Their defense is legit.
Yeah.
If in all seriousness, if Drake May starts for that game on Sunday night for the Giants, I think they win by double digits. Daniel Jones is so bad that they lose by double digits. There have to be consequences for actions. I would fire Daboll and Shane after the season because they made this decision. It's their fault. They've screwed us here, and I would love to see Bill Belichick coach the team. Just on Lions and Vikings, I like the over in the game. Make me pick the game. I'll take Detroit to win.
I like your G-men against the Eagles, though. I'm not sold on the Eagles, man. There's too much stuff. Nick Sirianni's getting into it with the fans.
Yeah.
The G-men got a good defense. I think they're at home. I think it's one of they split last year when they played. I don't know. I like your G-men against the G-men against the Eagles.
And Nick Sirianni is like you want. Here's another '90s pop reference for everybody. Like Nick Sirianni is like the NFL's version of Britney Spears. Buzzed his hair off during the bye week like an absolute lunatic. Like has his children in the post game press conference.
Right?
Like it's bring your child to work day.
What a loser.
And I gotta tell you, man, you bet the Eagles on Sunday. Like last week at the end of the game, you know what you'll be saying? Oops, I did it again.
That's
awesome. Right? Yeah. That's like the ninth time I've delivered that line this week. No, problematic here for the Giants, though, and also I bet the Giants earlier in the week, assuming that Malik Nabers was going to be back, he is.
Mm-hmm.
So he cleared protocol yesterday. So get him in your fantasy lineups. Like Malik Nabers is back for the Giants. Problematic, though, Andrew Thomas, star left tackle, done for the season. Liz Frank injury. Horrific. And then two of the Giants, like their two top pass rushers, Dexter Lawrence, who's like infant Aaron Donald. I don't want to insult the great Aaron Donald, but Dexter Lawrence is awesome. And Brian Burns and Kayvon Thibodeau is already out. Burns and Sexy Dexy have both not practiced yet this week. So this injury report today, it'll come out in like 3 hours. We'll learn more about their status for this game on Sunday. If they don't play, I think you can only bet the Eagles in this game, and I hate to say that. If they do play and you can get 3 or 3.5 for the Giants, I would bet my team.
All right.
All right, Nick.
Good stuff.
As always.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
I'd like to build to the Giants because their defense, you know, when everybody's healthy with Burns and, like you said, Thibodeau and Lawrence, their defense is tough, man.
Yeah, they're good. Just again, the quarterback is atrocious.
Thanks.
You can't win with this quarterback. You can't do it.
What are you doing for the weekend? Any big plans?
Tonight my wife is going to dinner for one of her friend's birthdays, so I will be doing my daughter's bedtime and then sitting in the dark.
A lot of female-only trips going on. Courtney is going to Miami for the weekend.
Where in Miami?
I'm going for the Taylor Swift concert, so we're staying like North Miami Beach, right?
Nobu. Lakes? Did you say Nobu?
Yeah, I'm saying Nobu.
Ooh,
and then
it's great. Good for you.
Yeah.
Would you let the missus go on a girls' trip to Miami? Because Wiggy says it's a dangerous place for women to go.
Well, I trust. Well, dangerous in what way?
Cheating wise.
Oh no, I don't think my wife is going to cheat. And look, anyone who's like a new dad, I'm sure can relate to this. Like, please leave the house and play. Like, and take my daughter, please. Also, they're my two favorite people in the world. Also, I would love nothing more than to park my ass on the couch and watch college football all Saturday. Just please go.
See?
Please, I'll pay for it. I'll pay for the whole thing, first class, everything.
See? And then Mrs. Costas is going to be down in the MIAO with all those buff Latinos driving around in Bentleys and
Well, I'll tell you what. How about this,
Rolls
Wiggy? My mom was born in Uruguay. I'm kind of a buff Latino, so how about that?
Okay, I didn't know that. Courtney said you were short.
That is true. I'm like 5'8". I am
like,
short.
Why? What?
You said he was kind of short.
No, I didn't. Yes. I said he was very handsome.
Daddy.
He had surprising energy for a short king.
I didn't.
What is everything else I'm cool with here. That is kind of like a weird comment.
You're lying to your face.
No, Courtney, you said he's a good looking guy, but he's on the shorter side you saw pictures of him.
I don't think I ever said that.
Yeah, you
said
did.
Short
that's,
guy.
That's okay.
Short guy, not well endowed.
Oh, my God.
Listen, you know, like you play with the hand you dealt. I think I've done pretty well.
You've done great.
Yes, you have.
So your mom's is from Uruguay?
My mom was born in Uruguay. That's right. It's a big point of contention growing up because my sister and I don't speak Spanish.
All right.
And that side of the family always used to just look at us and be like, "Espeaky Spani?" And I'd be like,
"Nope.
I don't know what you're saying, dude."
Oh, my face.
I can never figure out the phone numbers in Uruguay.
Yeah, Montevideo. Yeah. Went there when I was a kid. Great, great country.
I didn't know you were half Latino, though.
Latin, Italian, and Greek. Huh? Got the whole Mediterranean covered.
There you go.
Nick, we'll talk to you next week.
There are
bud.
People that say that makes up for being short. Wishing everyone minimal sweats when he bets the absolute very best of luck.
There he is. Host of You Better You Bet, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costos, presented by BetMGM. Check out all the latest lines right now on the BetMGM app.